General Motors to shut down production of Chevrolet Bolt EV to build gas-powered cars. By Lucas Nolan on January 23, 2026. General Motors has announced that production of the newly updated 2027 Chevrolet Bolt EV will end after approximately 18 months to make way for a gas-powered Buick crossover at its Kansas manufacturing facility. Inside EVs reports that General Motors has confirmed plans to discontinue production of the heavily updated 2027 Chevrolet Bolt electric vehicle after a limited production run of about 1.5 years. The decision will allow the automaker to repurpose its Fairfax, Kansas factory for manufacturing the Buick Envision, a gas-powered crossover currently built in China that will be reshored to the United States. A Chevrolet spokesperson confirmed the move, stating that when the company revealed the Bolt in October, they indicated it would be a limited-run model being brought back due to strong customer demand. The spokesperson added that the Bolt would account for the majority of electric vehicle volume for Chevrolet in 2026, alongside the Chevrolet Equinox EV. Buick sold approximately 42,000 Envision units last year, with sales influenced partly by tariff-related restrictions on the imported vehicle. The decision to move Envision production to Kansas represents a strategic response to trade policy pressures, while the company also prepares to relocate gas-powered Equinox production from Mexico to Kansas in 2027. The automaker faces pressure from the Trump administration to increase domestic manufacturing, particularly affecting vehicles like the China-built Buick Envision, which is exposed to tariff-related concerns. Meanwhile, the Bolt has been impacted by the loss of the $7,500 federal tax credit for EVs, reducing its competitive advantage in the marketplace. With relaxed fuel economy regulations, GM sees less business justification for the electric vehicle compared to a gas-powered crossover that offers higher profit margins. Breitbart News recently reported that despite taking massive write-offs related to failed EVs, Ford considers its EV pickup platform its Apollo space mission. During a conversation with automotive media at the Detroit Auto Show, Ford CEO Jim Farley offered new details about the company's universal EV platform development, describing the initiative as one of the most challenging projects in his career. Farley compared Ford's EV development to NASA in the space race. "This is literally like the Apollo or Gemini mission within Ford. A uniquely American, high-risk project. Just like the power units for Formula One. It's one of the most challenging projects I've ever been involved in." The universal EV platform, which Ford announced last year, represents a significant strategic shift for the automaker as it works to create vehicles capable of competing with Chinese manufacturers on both technology and production costs. The platform is scheduled to debut in 2027 with an electric pickup truck built in Kentucky, with pricing expected to start around $30,000. According to reports, Ford plans to develop potentially 7 additional vehicle variants using this same underlying architecture, including a midsize crossover. Read more at Inside EVs here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.